It's 2:04, and I'm Lisa Peeks with WUSF 89.7 News. More than 50 patients, caregivers, and doctors gave their input at a public workshop in Tampa today about how to best implement Amendment 2 to expand the use of medical marijuana. Florida voters passed it last November, but state officials are trying to work out regulations. Denise Houston is a Newport Richey resident and caregiver for her husband. She says patients' lives are being put on hold while state, county, and city officials deliberate.
My doctor of 30 years, he supports cannabis use for my husband, and he's waiting on what you do. I attended a city council meeting last night in my city. They're waiting on what you're going to do.
There are two more public hearings in the state, tonight in Orlando and tomorrow in Tallahassee. Some smaller counties are raising concerns as the legislature decides how to implement Amendment 4 to expand tax breaks for renewable energy. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg is promising to help local governments that could lose tax dollars from existing solar and renewable energy facilities.
Our goal is to work with the stakeholders over the next couple of months to determine what the right policy is as it relates to rural counties, with the understanding that we don't want to be too restrictive on the rural counties.
The Senate Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee unanimously approved Brandis's implementation bill. It would begin offering the tax breaks in January next year. Florida Governor Rick Scott was in Miami today to promote the $10 billion in transportation spending he's included in his budget proposal. The governor spoke at Port Miami, surrounded by dozens of orange-vested workers, some of the more than 200,000 employees he says the port supports.
It's a big job generator, finishing the dredge, finishing the tunnel, and all the investments we continue to make, it all pays off for more jobs for everybody standing up here and all their families.
Scott says he'd like to allocate about $19 million to Port Miami for crane and cargo improvements, and he says he wants about $178 million for ports statewide. Bay News 9 says mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers tonight. It'll be breezy, too, with a low of 68 degrees. It's 2:06, and this is WUSF 89.7 News.